This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People running for president say
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump score some huge wins on Super Tuesday, but it's far from over, at least mathematically. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You may be listening to me and you voted in Bravo because the numbers were high, particularly in the southern states, and it is interesting. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas, did take Texas, so that landed him a whole bunch of delegates, and the turnout was just overwhelming. Texas and Oklahoma both went to Cruz, so they were big wins that gave him the oomph, the rationale to carry on and to keep going and not call it quits with money, you know, pouring in. But Trump's victories help him stretch his lead for the Republican side of things in the White House battle, and he's got support all over the place. Clinton, with a lot of wins in the South, her strength, African-American voters, no question about it, and it makes it a little more difficult for Bernie Sanders, but yet so many people like Bernie Sanders and go out and turn out at rallies and support him. Sanders and Clinton faced off in 11 states for 865 of the 2,383 delegates needed to win the Democratic race. That's where it's at for the Democrats. I'll tell you about the Republicans in just a second. So she picks up a few, she picks up a lot of delegates, and he picks up a few delegates. He picks up some states as well, so there's no reason to fold the tent, especially with the money he has coming in. He won't do that. He won't fold the tent. Not now. It doesn't make any sense because of the strength that he'll have going into the convention. There were a total of 595 Republican delegates of the 1,237 needed to win, up for grabs. And Marco Rubio got his first win of the campaign, so he picks up a win. Trump cleared the decks with the rest, so just three states he didn't win. Alaska is yet to be decided, by the way. And for Donald Trump, he was projected to just win Vermont. That's his seventh win. So big, big gains, big wins for Donald Trump. People are interested in what Donald Trump has to say. There is no question about that. And that's why the turnout was so bloody big in so many of these states, which is a testament to Donald Trump. The interest in Trump has driven the numbers up in the primaries. And that's significant because are these people in campaigning that they're going to hit harder? And are these people that will go back to the polls? And the answer is, it seems as though lots of them are. So the Republican turnout was a record, a big, giant record, where in some cases you're talking about 100% more turnout, 200% more turnout. So we might see a crazy, wacky election day in November, meaning for the amount of people that will come out and vote. The number of voters. Wow. I mean, you could go from place to place and look at that amount, and it's incredible. And how many of those people were undecided before they decided, okay, I'm going to go and weigh in? And how many stay where they're at, or maybe they jump? So is there any kind of deniability for Marco Rubio? Is he picks up his first state. He stays in it. But the delegate part of this is, what is the delegate count? The count is the key. That's why I specifically laid out the amount needed. Hillary Clinton, 984. Bernie Sanders, 347. Not assigned at this point, and that's superdelegates too, 3,434. And we know that now coming up, there are several other states just in a handful of days next week. There's some big ones in April. There's big ones too, like New York and a few other curveballs. So, looking at the primaries versus caucus, looking at the Republicans and their needs versus what the Democrats have, it's a little different. Depends on what we're talking about. Depends on states, etc. For the Republicans, it's 1,237. Donald Trump, 274. Ted Cruz, 149. Marco Rubio, 82. John Kasich, 25. Ben Carson, 8. So pretty interesting to see where they're all headed. If you were to look at some kind of a graph, the graph would absolutely fall in the favor of Donald Trump, but it's not mathematically impossible for a few others. So do the math, my friends, and that means vote. Exercise your right to vote. If the caucus, primary, whatever it is in your neck of the woods passes you by, make sure you pay attention and vote in the general election. It's not a lecture. It's just a desire of mine to have everybody vote. Then you can all complain. You can call the show and tell me how much you hate the person who's in office. But at least you voted. At least you weighed in. At least you try to be part of a democratic process. That is what is incredibly, incredibly important. The more people that vote, the more your vote counts. When people say their vote doesn't count, of course it doesn't, because we have so many apathetic people. If you had more people that voted, your vote would really, really count. It would really, really count. Coming up, we're going to get some of your reaction. Plus, we have a mailbag, 855-266-5283. Super Tuesday. What was at stake? What happened? The final counts coming in some faraway places. Like I mentioned, Alaska, it's not quite official. But needless to say, big wins for Donald Trump, big wins for Hillary Clinton. Without a doubt. Maybe a surprise, Ted Cruz, there was thoughts he could lose his home state of Texas. He didn't. Voters went to the polls in a dozen states and handed 7 wins each to Clinton and to Trump. Clinton took Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia. Trump won Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. Wow. Big wins, Cruz, Texas, and Oklahoma. But that's the whole. The tickling of the ivories means I have to step away. Stay with us. What would I do if I could suddenly feel and to know once again that what I feel is real? Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Once again, it is amazing to me how many emails we receive on this show. And I always invite you, you know, something's on your mind and you're up and you're popping around, you can always jam on the numbers at 855-266-5283. Especially here we are in the knee-deep in the political season. I know day-to-day things happen, things are said, the war of words and whatnot that infuriate so many of you. So just call us. But certainly through the magic of the mailbag, you let your thoughts be known. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Our first one is from Brian. Brian says, hey, Kate, I got to tell you, I've heard other people echo this sentiment. Either they call you or they've sent you an email on it. It is kind of frustrating what we're seeing in 2016. I don't know. I mean, I'm not exactly anti-Donald Trump, but I'm not really pro-Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. They're too old. Don't we have any young people who want to be involved in politics that actually can handle the job, not your Marco Rubio, somebody that's better than a Marco Rubio? What about on the Democratic side? What about a third party, man? I think I am absolutely for that third party. You said it when you first started your show, because I've been listening for a long time. Maybe it is time for a third party. Yeah, there's no third party happening in our near future, though. Brian, thanks for the email. There's not a giant enough push, and every time you mention third party, the hair on the arms of anyone in the Democratic or Republican Party go weep. They just stand right up. Because what happens is if you have that independent candidate, or let's say we have a third party, that's more competition. And see, it's just that we have this well-oiled machine. Do we just think it? Is it the reality? I spend a lot of time in Washington, as you all know. Every year I go to D.C., and I see the same patterns over and over and over again. So it's not fake. It is real. I mean, there seems to be this logjam. Is it that there's no well-intentioned people representing us? No, I think that there are. Sometimes they get to Washington, And then they get sucked into the machine. And so you could say, well, then why don't they have a backbone and stand up for what they believe in? Because to get on, you got to get on the committees to get the influence. And then you're on the committees, plus you get more money. But you know, when you have an actual say, a stake in things, to be a stakeholder, you got to get in. So you have to be part of the machine. It's very rare the person that is not, which is why I think the appeal of Donald Trump, because if he's not beholden to the party, then surely, whether people like it or not in the party, he can be his own guy. So there you go. And that's the reason so many have gravitated to Trump. Do we know he'd be a great president? Of course we don't know. Even if you think he's great, you have no way to know that. It's like picking people for jobs and companies. Have you ever... Do you have a small business? Have you ever had to hire people? Have you ever worked in a company where that was your job and, you know, you interview people, you talk to people, you have friends, and then you get somebody in and you're so disappointed because they just don't fit. They just don't fit what you need, or they're not what they said they were, and you picked them. So we're picking the president, but we only have a certain amount of choices. That's why I think we need to do away with the whole primary thing. Let's just go right for the jugular and listen to what people have to say along the way. Okay, let's go to another one. This one is from Michael Kate. I am so tired of politics. I am one of those millennials. I'm 27 years old. And I don't know, I'm not negative. My buds aren't necessarily negative, but they're not paying attention like I am. Half the time, whatever's being said or what's happening, they have no clue. They don't know about the emails with Clinton. They don't know about Benghazi. They don't know about Donald Trump and what he said or hasn't said. They're not aware of Ben Carson. I think that they just gravitate toward an idea, a movement, and that's why Bernie Sanders for so many of my buddies. And it just goes to show you, I mean, we are the future generation, so how do we get more involved in politics? Well, how you get more involved in politics is what you're doing, telling your friends, dudes, wake up, because this affects your wallet. So you eventually, if you start running a business, you're working wherever you're working and you hate the conditions, you don't like the way healthcare is, whatever it is. It's your future, so it behooves you to be involved in it, to pay attention to what's happening locally. You know, you buy a house. What are the taxes? What's going on there? What's happening with the, are there problems with the drought? Are they raising your water rates? You know, locally is the way to start. And every once in a while, I pop in our city council, and I do that for a reason, and I learn a lot of things I had, you know, wasn't paying attention to because I was involved in my career, involved in nationally what's going on. And I'm always pleased to see that there are younger people that are watching. We had a thing with, I'll just give you a quick example. We had a thing with zebra mussels, and it was affecting our water supply. So they had to change where the water was coming from, and that doubled our water bills. So you were getting these small water bills that, you know, small enough that it was manageable. Then all of a sudden, they're doubling, and you're like, whoa, you had this on top of electricity, on top of whatever, and yeah. So paying attention to what's happening, what the plan is, that's important. Otherwise, then local governments could just run amok and do what they want. And you could make an argument, we've seen that. That's why you have to have oversight. So get involved locally. Find out what's happening that affects you in your town, your city, whatever. And certainly that leads to being, I think, more involved in what's happening nationally. Mary says, Kate, naked gun dude. Oh, he was awesome. You know, I never saw that movie when I was younger because it was before my time, but I watched it with my father, and he is so funny. You see that clip all the time of GK, and I noticed once I saw that movie with my dad, I would see him pop up in other movies, and he's hilarious. He's like the straight guy. I can't even believe he was 91 years old. Yeah, 91 years old. Well, you think of The Naked Gun, and you think when those movies came out, 70s, do the math and think of how old he was then. What I think is cool about George Kennedy, and I didn't know his background. I mean, I knew he was an actor, but he was in World War II. He had spent 16 years in the Army with Armed Forces Radio. How about that? He was an advisor to Phil Silver, Sergeant Bilko. I said this the other night. and then started getting acting roles. So he was just advising him, telling him things that would happen, funny things, and then he became an actor. And he had a pretty good career. He was in a lot of well-known movies. Cool Hand Luke was one of those movies. That's a classic movie. I'm kind of on this kick where I'm going back and watching those movies that I didn't see. I was too young or wasn't born yet or whatever. And that's always fun to do. And you'll see guys like George Kennedy and the Raymond Burrs and whatnot. And some of you listening are chuckling because you did grow up with those. And you know who George Kennedy is and the kind of character he's played in the movies. And he's, yeah, absolutely. So cool. And it's a dad memory. So your dad watched the movies with you because he thought they were funny. And you got, a laugh out of it together. So 91, that's pretty good life. Okay, here's one from Mickey. And Mickey says, Kate, have you been paying attention to what's going on at the gas pumps and what's happening with oil? Yes, I have, because I just drove from Dallas to Austin for something last week. And it was, gas was like a gallon for regular was $1.50. It was like $1.50, and that's so crazy. I think of the high times, if I roll the clock back to, if I roll the clock back to, even 10 years ago, and I can remember on the show talking about, oh my gosh, are we going to get to $4? If we get to $4, that's our pain point. We hit $4, people will call the show. People who never called the show would call to complain about how expensive it was to fill their tank and how they were trying to not have to drive very far because it was outrageous how much money they were spending. I think we're going to see a big flip though, because now oil is starting to creep up. You watch how much it is for a barrel of crude, and is it 34? Is it popping up? If it starts to get up there, then that's when we're going to see that it's going to go up. And, pretty much what's happened, you look at the OPEC situation, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and other producers have a tentative deal on February 17th. That's when they threw that out, to freeze the output. So then you see what's happened as a result of that. And the oil prices, plummeted. It was a 13-year low. You know what it was? I was just reading this, and I remember. It was like $26 and pennies a barrel back in the beginning of February. But now that number is starting to creep up, so we're going to see a spike in it, which does mean, ultimately, at the pump, you're going to see that number go up, too. All right, thanks for all those emails. You, too, can let your thoughts be known. Just send them to me, americatonight.net.
Time right for me, tell me a story.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, the world is so full of a number of things. I'm sure we should all be as happy as...
But are we?
No.
Definitely no. Positively no. Decidedly no.
Short people have long faces. And long people have short faces. Big people have little humor, and little people have no humor at all.
And in the words of that immortal bard, Samuel J. Snodgrass, as he was about to be led to the guillotine, make him laugh, make him laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad should be an actor, my son.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Super Tuesday in our rearview mirror, sort of. Because some trends have definitely been set without a doubt. If you want to throw in your two cents about what happened with the Republicans and Democrats, do it. If you boil it down, you had to think of who is it going to be. Is it Hillary Clinton? And who? Donald Trump? Ted Cruz hangs on by his fingernails because he wins Texas. Lots of delegates there. And Oklahoma. Who's to say? I'm no Madam Cleo. 855-266-5283. And then Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders threw in his own twist. Check it out.
Thank you again for helping us win here in Vermont tonight.
Yep, so there you go. Vermont, he should take. When you can't take your home state, you're really in trouble. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I love that first email. I'm doing fine, Kate.
Yay!
Read in that second in your comments about, you know, how it was, you've been in D.C. and that how, you know, the laws are backing everything up. But it got me to thinking, and you remember the original Batman movie with Jack Nicholson?
Yes.
I was kind of thinking, well, wouldn't it just be hilarious if Trump, during his acceptance speech, said, what this town needs is an enema. beer.
So true, huh?
Well, yeah. You know, I mean, that's. I think that's why America's doing it. That's why they're pushing it. But, boy, you could call the major networks tonight denial. Denial TV.
Exactly.
You could hear it. But then when it came to the Democratic side, you know, it was like they announced Hillary, but then they went straight, well, Bernie still got a chance. You know, they didn't want to, you could see it in their eyes that they were wanting to jump up and have the party favors going and everything else. But at the same token, they wanted to stay reserved because I think they want to keep her in the backside because of all her problems, you know, until she gets to Trump. But, It is the funny papers.
It is the funny papers. You're totally right.
But that's what all this is about. You know, I mean, there's been more elections just because of drama, you know.
It is. It's drama, drama.
Drama, drama, drama.
Yes.
But really, you and I look at the numbers. And to be honest, when I'm looking at them, I'm looking at the Democrats. I'm not too worried about the Republican side because I'm just, you know, whatever comes out, let's pray that we can get it in.
Right.
But I keep my eye more on the Democratic side because I'm, like the old saying goes, keep your friends closer, you know, close to you, but keep your enemies even closer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, her numbers are 2-1 to Bernie. Even, you know, in the states that overall, you know, like a 70%, Bernie got like 70% in Vermont, and then Hillary turns around and gets 70%. So you're talking about, a, you know, 50% ratio because she's doing 400,000 in one state and Bernie was doing 200,000.
Wow.
You know, the numbers there. We're just saying she was doing a 2-1 against
Trump. Yeah.
And I don't know about Rubio, boy. I tell you what, it's going to be sad for him if he comes up and loses Florida. That's what he's counting on.
Yeah, that's the truth.
I mean, he may be ending his total political career by what he's pursuing.
Yeah.
And you've
That's
seen
so
it before.
True. Yeah.
You've seen it before.
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You dead horse to where you can kill yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But we just got to watch it. Like I say, it's the funny papers.
It is the funny papers. So true, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, until you get them in office, you really can't do anything.
Yeah.
That's why I keep saying, out of all of them, the ones that aren't career politicians are the ones the easiest to impeach.
Yep. Yes.
And
so,
if we get somebody
so
in
right.
there, yeah, if we get somebody in there that's going to go against the grain of what America wants and seeks and needs,
mm-hmm.
all you got to do is ask your representative to impeach him. But if you got career politician in there, then it don't matter what party they're with. They're going to protect their own.
Yep. I agree. They're going to protect their own. Well said, Grim. Thanks for the call. We're going to jump to Dan in the great state of Texas to get his take on Super Tuesday. Hey, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
I'm so proud of you for losing weight. I want you to really look good for that walk, baby.
Oh, you're so funny.
I know. Well, it was something else, wasn't it? I mean, it blowed the doors off, and Tomas was so right. We had the most massive turnout. I was listening to the Brownwood Report. That's a county just north of me. And
sure.
They were talking about all the people over in there that were running for election and everything. And my God, the turnout for early voting, the turnout for mail-ins like myself, the turnout for actually showing up was just astronomical. It was 2 and 3 times what it's ever been. And I was really proud of America for going and exercising their rights. Now, on the Democratic side, they cannot claim anything like that. And Grimm was right about that. I was watching the TV newscasters up on NBC and also on CBS, and they were in denial. They were doing the slow walk on the Republican side, and then they wanted to do the cheers and the celebration on the Democratic side, but they couldn't because of Bernie. And this is going to be one hell of a time. As the Chinese say, we live in interesting times, or may you live in interesting times.
Yeah, no kidding, huh?
Well, I'm sorry I don't have any jokes for you right now. I got some. I just haven't got some. But we've all had a real good joke played on us. If Donald Trump managed to pull this off, I was a Cruz supporter, as you know, but if Donald Trump managed to pull this off, we are going to have somebody in the White House that better keep his word, or there's going to be a whole lot of pistol-packing people out there looking for the boy.
Boy, that's true. That is one thing. He is on the hook for, you better not have hoodwinked us if this is what ends up happening. You're right. There'll be
he's
some
in it for
room.
His life or his
yes.
death. One of the two. I'm not kidding
yeah,
you. Somebody,
I agree.
Somebody will take him out if he doesn't do what he says he's going to do. You don't have to worry about serving 4 years. We're going to have a different kind of impeachment out there. I'm, you know, not Secret Service. Leave me alone. I'm just saying. I know my people, and they are
flip out.
They will flip out. I mean, we are all so mad right now as the Republicans for stabbing us in the back and not doing what they said they were going to do, and we gave them the elections twice, and then they wouldn't do what they were supposed to do. So the next guy in office, hey, don't cross us, dude. The revolution could begin on your watch.
Yep.
Anyway, that's all from me, Kate, and God bless you, and thank you so much for losing that weight, girl. You're going to look so good.
You crack me up with that whole impeachment thing. You're so funny, Dano. All right, so, you know, he does bring up an interesting point. I think, absolutely, people would be furious if we go through all of this crazy wild circus. This is like nothing like Monty Python. They got nothing on them. It's twice as crazy. So if Trump were, against all odds, initially in starting this in June to be elected, and then it was just a hoodwink job, oh boy, look out. There, he is absolutely 100% right. People would be furious with Donald Trump. And you already are a target when you're a president anyway. But I can only imagine what that would be like. Would not be good. By the way, 20,000 Massachusetts Democrats switched parties before Super Tuesday. There were some crazy things that happened. And Clinton and Trump still ended up being the big winners, and that's not a shock. Heading into this, that was what was expected. But the thousands of Massachusetts Dems denounced their party affiliations since January 1st to jump across the aisle and join either the independent ranks or the Republicans. And, boy, that has really shook things up. Absolutely. I mean, 16,000 of the group unenrolled or became independent voters. 3,500 have joined the Republicans. That's big news when that happens. Sick of it, so they jump ship. Stay with us. By the Numbers, coming up around the bend.
It's about time. time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We got numbers for you. Super Tuesday results. Clinton, Trump, the big winners. Trump, big news, is that turnout increased by fourfold, 400% in Virginia. Wow. 400% increase in turnout in the primaries. You got to be kidding me. I think that's the biggest news of all when you think about it. What does that mean? It means that if I'm Trump, you know, that whole thing about not counting your chickens before they're hatched, I'd feel pretty confident that this guy's moving mountains or moving people. He's like the automatic people mover, at least in the state of Virginia, and we've seen this action before. So, mathematically speaking, there's still more work to be done. Cruz picked up the senator from Texas, his home state, and Oklahoma. Rubio also gets his first win in the primaries, but it's so low, the count. It's only a matter of time. The clock is ticking on Trump just taking this whole thing. Rubio stresses he's focusing on the March 15th contest in Florida. So the Super Tuesday deals marked the biggest day of the primary season voting-wise. The states were allocating delegates proportionally. That means even the runner-ups could add to their totals, so that's pretty interesting. And as for Clinton, as for Trump, they got the big haul. But it doesn't mean like Cruz isn't out of it, and it doesn't mean that Sanders isn't out of it. Trump wins Alabama and Arkansas and Georgia and Massachusetts and Tennessee, Vermont, and Virginia. Clinton wins Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Massachusetts, Tennessee, Texas, and Virginia. It's about getting the delegates. I mean, that's what's at stake, getting the delegates, trying not to leave any doubt, any question out there. And politics, my friends, is all about numbers. You have to have the numbers to win, no matter how much numbers you put in it. In other words, you spend a bunch of do-re-mi on politics and getting elected does not mean you will get elected. We've seen that happen before. Let's jump from Super Tuesday as we continue down the numbers road here at the tail end of the show to something else. Let's really look around and you see numbers pretty much everywhere. Don't we? I do. I see numbers everywhere in everything that I seem to do. But here's an interesting couple of numbers for you. And looking at, getting off of the politics theme for a second, which is tough to do because that's where everybody's mind is. That's the buzz in the backyard. But numbers-wise, looking at something a little bit different, this all of a sudden has become a big deal, but it was a big deal to me before. Can you imagine being in space 340 days? Yeah, astronaut food, floating around, doing the deal, 340 days in space, Scott Kelly back on Earth. Think about that and what that experience was like. I mean, how crazy is that? He's such a space nut, he's apparently talking about when he can leave again. Now, because of 340 days, he spent more time in the air in space than any other American. The International Space Station. Crazy. All right, Ellen Ratner joins us now from Talk Media News. Ellen, boy, interesting what we've seen. I was just talking about numbers and we can count. Interesting what we saw here on Super Tuesday. So do you think Cruz hangs in there and Rubio too?
Well, I think Rubio has got to finish Florida, but I don't think he's winning there. He obviously tonight, Florida was not a state, but he has not done well in Florida, and he's behind in the polls compared to Donald Trump. So that's what's so fascinating about all of this.
Yeah, and the Florida governor is going to endorse Trump.
Well, we were just talking about that. We think so, yes. It looks like that's going to happen. And then Rubio is toast.
Yeah, if you can't win your home state, you're not getting the endorsements. Just absolutely crazy. How about Cruz, though? He wins his home state, Texas, and he picked up Oklahoma, and
yes,
he decided he would
so
attack Trump.
He's still
Trump.
Very much in the race. I think, actually, the other fascinating thing is that John Kasich from Ohio actually lost a couple of states to Dr. Carson.
I mean,
that is unbelievable when you think about it.
It is unbelievable, isn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now let's look at the Democratic side. Obviously, Bernie Sanders did not pull out the southern states, but we never thought he would. We do know that in Massachusetts, where Hillary Clinton won by 2 points, only by 2 points, Bill Clinton was in New Bedford today. He was in New Bedford, Massachusetts, working on things. So a lot going on that front.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you think we're going to see the turn? I mean, we saw those heavy turnouts, the numbers in Virginia.
The heavy turnout in almost every state. And this is interesting because it's almost like the 60s, Kate. It's almost as if there's this young group of people that are saying, we have a voice and we're going to participate. It's very different.
I love it. I think it's great. I mean, I've been saying this the whole time I've been on the air. Why don't people vote, even if they're frustrated?
That's right. Well, we're seeing that turnaround, I think. And that puts certain states, such as Minnesota, in play in the general election in a way that it hasn't been before or more recently.
Yep, absolutely. Ellen, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay, so you heard what Ellen had to say in talking about the how the election looks the rest of the way. Wow, we got a double dip from our pals at Talk Media News. And certainly so many of the numbers have to do with what's happening politically speaking. I was talking about astronaut Scott Kelly. He might be happy that he was in space and didn't have to deal with any of this until now, now that he's landed. And it's just wild to think that he's the American who's been in space the longest. I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could do it, if I could hang in there that long. That's a long time to be there, but that shows you the love, the absolute love that he has for, you know, for being there. As we jump to a couple of other quick numbers, I talked about oil and gas production and the fact that it's ramping up. We saw the markets go up, too. The Dow shot up 348 points plus, the NASDAQ 131, the S&P 546% and counting. So a big rally actually gave the S&P their best start ever for March. That's good news because we haven't seen these positive numbers as of late, so that's turning around. And the fact that you have oil and gas production ramping up, that has to do with the barrel and what it's costing. So production in the Gulf of Mexico less sensitive than onshore production in the lower 48 to handle the short-term price movements. But the troubles in the industry haven't had much impact on oil output in the Middle East, if you think about it. But the U.S. government is going to open up 45 acres in the Gulf of Mexico to oil and natural gas development later this month. That's some in-between handwriting on the wall as to why that's happening. Take a guess. It is pretty easy to figure out. If you really sit and use your noggin, it will make complete sense to you. And we're seeing that big, you know, turnaround. The big turnaround. If you are a fan of Grey's Anatomy, I'm going to throw this in just for grins. Doesn't it seem like that show has been on forever? I think I grew up with Grey's Anatomy now. It seems like I have seen it. You know, it's kicked around for a long time. Well, apparently, Grey's Anatomy's numbers are dipping a bit. So then you wonder about the length of the program. Yes, the Academy Awards drew 34.4 million, and all the other shows were down across the board as well. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.